Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating & Air, Truth Books & Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. I hope you all had a happy new year and that you're healthy. Last time, I told you about Amor Towles' latest brilliant novel, The Lincoln Highway. And I said that his second novel, A Gentleman in Moscow, received rave reviews and was a bestseller when it was published in 2016. I also told you that I had tried but couldn't get into that one when it was first published. After reading Towles' third novel, though, I decided to give Gentleman another try. And I'm so very glad that I did. You know, sometimes it's just not the right time for a certain book, and that's okay. I think that's what happened with me and this book. I just wasn't in the right frame of mind when I tried the first time to read it. But it brought me many smiles and chuckles and sighs and just pure joy when I finally did read it. Like The Lincoln Highway, this one will stay with me for years to come. In this tale, Count Alexander Ilyich Rostov is sentenced to spend his life under house arrest in Moscow's Metropole Hotel. It's 1922, and the Bolsheviks have taken power in the newly formed Soviet Union. The book follows the count for the next 30 years as he makes the most of his life despite its limitations. A Gentleman in Moscow is amazing. It manages to be just a little of everything. There's romance, politics, parenthood, poetry, and even a little bit of espionage. The book is historical fiction, but it has elements of a thriller and of a love story. And young Nina, and then her daughter Sophia, give the story a sweet, poignant, at times painful twist. But for me, those two characters really bring out the best of the Count and his friends. Towles has the absolute most exquisite way of putting words together. I think his books should be used in high school and college English and writing courses. I'm going to share with you a couple of my favorite quotes from Gentleman. Alexander Rostov was neither scientist nor sage, but at the age of 64, he was wise enough to know that life does not proceed by leaps and bounds. It unfolds. At any given moment, it is the manifestation of a thousand transitions. Our faculties wax and wane, our experiences accumulate, and our opinions evolve, if not glacially, then at least gradually, such that the events of an average day are as likely to transform who we are as a pinch of pepper is to transform a stew. Oh, isn't that just lovely? And here's another one. It is a well-known fact that of all the species on Earth, Homo sapiens is among the most adaptable. Settle a tribe of them in a desert, and they will wrap themselves in cotton, sleep in tents, and travel on the backs of camels. Settle them in the Arctic, and they will wrap themselves in sealskin, sleep in igloos, and travel by dog-drawn sled. And if you settle them in a Soviet climate, they will learn to make friendly conversation with strangers while waiting in line. They will learn to neatly stack their clothing in their half of the bureau drawer. And they will learn to draw imaginary buildings in their sketchbooks. That is, they will adapt. And another one. By their very nature, human beings are so capricious, so complex, so delightfully contradictory, that they deserve not only our consideration, but our reconsideration, and our unwavering determination to withhold our opinion until we have engaged with them in every possible setting at every possible hour. Beautiful. And finally, my favorite quote from A Gentleman in Moscow. When you reach our age, Vasily, it all goes by so quickly. This is the count talking, by the way. Whole seasons seem to pass without leaving the slightest mark on our memory. How true, agreed the concierge. But surely there is a comfort to be taken from that, continued the count. For even as the weeks begin racing by in a blur for us, they're making the greatest impressions upon our children. When one turns 17 and begins to experience that first period of real independence, one's senses are so alert, one's sentiments so finely tuned, that every conversation, every look, every laugh may be writ indelibly upon one's memory. I highly recommend A Gentleman in Moscow. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.